You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
I got the, since I reset everything, I got the app now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's more cleaner.
Yeah, I like it. What it do, people? How y'all doing?
How's Brooklyn Power Trip, we're back.
Yes, sir. I apologize for the brief week absence. I apologize, but I'm so happy to be back with my boy. RJ the Brooklyn Savage, you already know what we do, who we are, and why we be in the cut every fucking week. And besides last week, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know, hey, things happen, life happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's the song we've been hearing in Walmart lately? It's a bittersweet symphony. That's yep. Life, you know. Everybody and their moms hears that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what it is, so. I mean, you can't win them all sometimes, so. Yeah. I mean, that's just what it is, people.
Yeah.
You know us, we gonna keep it a hundo over here, so.
Absolutely. All the time, whether we like it or not. Right. And that's the one thing that most people, especially when it comes to wrestling, I would think, don't like to admit, which I don't understand why. It doesn't hurt you to admit when something actually sucks when everybody's saying it's good. I just don't understand that. It doesn't do you much good. I don't understand. It doesn't hurt to be honest, you know? It's okay to admit, you know?
Yeah, stop your fucking lying, people.
Yeah, it's okay to admit when something's not good. Like, you know, everything is not pieces of cream in the world. Like, I get it. You want to steer away from the negativity. That's fine. But at the same time, everything ain't fucking great.
Yeah, you gotta call a spade a spade. What do you want us to do? What do you want us to say?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. Exactly. No, you're right. Exactly. Right, but yeah, right. People, you already know Brooklyn Power Trip. Welcome back again, Brother Monty, RJ and the Brooklyn Savage in the cut. I'm very happy to be back with my bros, eh? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Last week, in terms of wrestling, I know it was a bit of a whirlwind. Raw was pretty bad last week.
Pretty bad.
It was the worst. It was the worst.
It was caca poo poo wee.
Yeah, I wasted 3 hours of my life last Monday.
I slept through it.
I should have did it.
I woke up in the sun. I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I didn't see this. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. It was a travesty, bro. But
they shit the bed or what?
Yeah, they did. It was bad. But they came back Friday, and then this past Monday, this week, was pretty good, I'd say. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I know a lot of people were still shitting on the show. I thought it was fine. But what they had, half of the roster didn't make the trip. Half of the roster was in Florida, I think, for a house show.
Yeah.
And a lot of the roster didn't make the trip, so I thought it was fine, all things considered. So.
Yeah, I thought it was fine, too. It wasn't that bad.
Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed.
Oh my god. Nah, bro. Bobby Lashley, I don't think you understand how much you just what I think you've done it all. You seem to always fucking make me go, God damn, like, bro, he picked him up and picked him up over his own shoulder. That's a big ass dude to be picking up over your shoulder.
And he hit him with that spine buster. I'm like, oh my God.
And when he hit it, the whole crowd went, like, they were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then he fucking, he got him in the fucking Hurt Lock, and they rolled out the window, and then they fucking, what was it, DQ, right?
Yeah, draw.
Yeah. Like, hey, give them a feud. That's gonna be big, man. That's nice. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, this should have been a finish. For what? Especially if it's gonna be a program, it shouldn't have a finish, right?
No.
They should have a finish at the pay per view. If that's where they're going, it should have a finish at the pay per view.
Right. And this is like a more wrestling match esque big body guy as far as Brock and Omos. Like, they did good, but Big Bob and Bronson are gonna go longer because they can gonna wrestle more, and it's gonna be fun because like people were like it was sloppy, but they're really big brawlers. Like it's gonna be sloppy. I'm sorry.
Well, I think what it was is that Bronson Reed looked a little blown up after it was all said and done. And then they went to go back to do the brawl, and his punches were not looking good. So I think he might have been blown up a little bit.
Oh, he was gassed?
Yeah, he looked gassed. He was sucking wind, bro. Go back and look at it. He was sucking wind. He's throwing those hands. It was weak. And it was like somebody that just... It was like somebody that was blown up.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I guess Big Bob might tell him behind the scene, man, hey, keep going to the gym, bro.
Yeah.
Tone it out. Get that cardio going.
Get that cardio going. Yeah.
You gonna need that cardio facing Big Bob, bro.
He gonna need that cardio. Period.
That's true. You're right. He will. Cause look at Braun. We always said that shit about Braun. Braun's problem when he first came in was the same thing. He was gassed quick. He would do the Hulk Hogan, his five move of doom, mad quick, and then after he did it, and, you know, he still got a tag, you know, Bray Wyatt or fucking Eric Rowan, he's fucking gassed, like...
He's gassed, his face done is for. Turning red and shit.
Yeah, he's done for, like, yeah, bro, I fuck with it, you a big guy, and you got moves, but, bro...
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself the right way. Yeah. I think they started off a little too quickly. Instead of like traditionally
with him
building up a WWE match. No. I mean just a match in general.
Oh, okay.
Because if you remember, they went straight at it, and they were just throwing blow for blow. And it was like, oh, that's kind of different for a WWE match.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of, you know, the regular formula, WWE lockup. You know what I'm saying? Knockdown. Oh, he gets back up, Big Bob, you know, he tries to knock him down again, you know, instead of doing that traditional stuff. I think they should have went with that, too. They were going balls to walls, man.
Yeah,
they were like,
I'm trying to fight. You know what?
Yeah, and I don't think he had anything left.
RJ, Big Bob was probably tight in the back of his mind, like, these men, they didn't have me on TV, didn't do shit. I'm about to beat somebody's ass.
I'm gonna break his ass in half.
I'm gonna whoop it. I'm a for real though. Like,
nah, man. Yeah, like, goes back to my whole problem, and we were talking about it a little bit the other night on Drew's show. Is that's why I was so against WWE unifying these titles, bro? Because like me and you been saying for months now, Big Bob could be WWE champion right now, bro.
You know, I try to play the it's okay, he's all right card every time you bring up to me. Come on, Monty. You know he's way too big for the U.S. title. Come on, Monty.
Yeah, he
stop.
Is.
Come
he
on,
is.
Monty.
He
Come
is.
On, Monty.
He
is. You know what, RJ? I'm sorry. I have to give in to you. You're right. He's way too big for the U.S.
He's
title.
He's way
bro.
Too big. Him, just, him think, Rollins.
I think me, myself, as a fan, I was just complacent because, A, he may win a title. But you know what? You're right, bro. He's too big for that. That man.
He's big for that.
He's WWE title made. Like he's been made for the WWE title, good or bad. We talked about him being a good guy time and time again, and you always bring it up because that pay per view you bring up is a very good.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it's a very good valid point because it was a random location. It's not like it was in his hometown,
right?
And the crowd went batshit crazy for him. And you can even use that point this past Monday.
Oh, when, Monday too. They were going crazy when he hit fucking Bronson Reed with that spine buster. Oh my
fucking
god!
Crazy. They
were chanting his name.
Yeah, and the cameraman was panning in on some people, and some men were like, "Holy fuck!"
Shit.
Like,
yeah. Some grown ass fucking men were like, "Bobby, holy shit!" You know?
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm getting Googles right now talking about it a little bit. I'm not even gonna cap.
Yeah, no, that's what,
but
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
you're right. I
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns holding those championships right now is setting everybody back. And that's my main problem with this.
The long title reigns, yeah.
You're putting, well, not even just that, but the fact that they put both belts on him.
Yeah.
You're setting everybody else back.
Yeah.
Another two, maybe a year or two.
Yeah, you're right.
Rollins is hot. Who's to say that Rollins doesn't blow out his ACL next week? Not, you know, I'm not putting it out there, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins is hot right now.
Who says Seth? Who says Seth? One day goes, I'm tired of this fucking singing shit.
Like, I'm saying in a sense where they're gonna waste his heat by fucking
make him do nothing.
Him getting injured, and then they can't capitalize on it later on. Same thing with Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley, God forbid, tears his fucking shoulder or some shit, and then he's off on the shelf again. You wasted the guy's heat.
Yep, you're right.
You wasted the guy's heat. You know what I'm saying? When those guys, especially those two, I point out those two the most because they're the most over guys on Raw right now. They could be holding that WWE Championship right now. Cody Rhodes too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of Roman Reigns holding these belts. Well, I mean, you know, he can hold the Universal title, but both of them is just like, come on, dog. Like, there's other guys on the other show that could use that right now. So,
I agree.
But yeah.
Now that, yeah, and then NXT was really good.
Yeah.
NXT. I actually enjoy watching it weekly. It's fun. Now that they have a lot of the UK men, it's really hard to get a match where the match itself isn't going to be bad. Like,
yeah, like, I think that just that sets the whole thing all the way back though, because
why?
You're depending on guys who are already made in the ring.
Right.
Guys who already have their own personalities. That just sets the whole developmental process back.
Right, and then it makes...
Which is why, once again, I'll be that guy. I liked NXT 2.0. Because at least it gave people a chance to grow on television. If they wasn't good already, that's fine. But this is why we're watching them. Watching them develop and grow. Now we're back to let's pull all the wrestlers who are already established on this television show and nobody else is really progressing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I do. Because now, mm-hmm. because NXT 205 Live is gone, now they use NXT Level Up as like the true, true developmental now.
Right.
Because how they present NXT, like you said, because it's true.
And nobody's really watching that. But you know what though?
But you have a point though, because if you pay attention to who's on the card every week, mm-hmm. it's people who are consistently on TV. Carmelo, Braun, Pretty Deadly. Now you have all the UK guys like
Gallus, Dragunov.
You have JD, who you could tell JD was made for TV. Like he's just a pure bad guy. It's perfect.
Yeah, he is.
You have so many people that just
Nathan Frazier,
like there's only, and in terms of the women, most of the women are the ones who are the real green ones because they don't really get much TV time like that. Like,
but you know
Tiffany,
what?
Tiffany Stratton, so Ruka, yeah, Tiffany Stratton, so Ruka proved like, yo, give me at least 8 minutes, we could do something with it. Like,
yeah, they went out there and they look really damn good, yo.
They don't even look like they came out the performance center, and I think that's really good. I think
that's a damn good sign, bro.
I wouldn't even give the credit to the people at the center. I give the credit to both of them individually because
they're both athletes,
right? They work so hard to the point that you can't even tell that they even fucking they never wrestled before. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kudos to them. Don't give the credit to no fucking trainer. They put in that work.
They got to learn from some. They got to learn how to wrestle too.
That's fine.
You can be an athlete, but just because you're an athlete
and be a bum
doesn't mean you know how to wrestle.
Yeah, we'll see.
It helps that you're an athlete.
Yo, I watched No Way Out 2004 mm-hmm. yesterday. And you know who came to mind when you just said that?
Oh.
Harden, right.
Oh god, that dude was terrible though.
Bro, awful, bro.
He was awful. Heidenreich.
Jacked up jacked up for no reason.
But that was the norm around that time. That was the norm around that time.
Him and the wannabe buff bad girl, what was his name? Rob Conway? Like, bro.
Oh, just look at me.
I was like, yo, I'm like, bro, you're just a country fucking buff bad girl. What's going on here?
Remember, he was French. Remember, he was with La Resistance.
Oh, that's right.
He was Robert Conway.
Yeah. Fucking terrible.
He was the third guy. Yeah, that was when WWE was just showing up. They was putting every buff jack guy on TV. They had Tomko. I didn't think Tomko was that bad. Snitsky. Who else? Maven.
Let's see, bro.
Luther Reigns. Remember Luther Reigns?
Stop.
Luther Reigns is a bad motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie, though.
You know who was a bad motherfucker, but they just constantly just stuck him in group after group after group. It's just they just didn't care.
Who?
Bull Buchanan. That was a big ass dude, bro.
Brooks Jensen's dad.
That's Brooks Jensen's dad?
Yeah, you can't tell?
Nah. Oh yeah, now I see it. His face. Yeah, I see it now.
He looks dead ass like him.
Yeah, Bull Buchanan was alright. He was a big ass.
Bull Buchanan was a he was a monster. He was.
Monster. He was. When they brought him in, I liked it when he was with Big Boss Man. What else you want from the big dude? What more you want him to do? Like, that's why I hate wrestling fans sometimes. Like,
why they want him to do flips?
What do you want Bilbo Cannon to do? He's a big dude. That big boot should be good enough. Stupid, like.
Oh man, his boot was crazy, bro.
Yeah, he's scary. him and Test, like
him and Test, yeah. Oh my Test god,
Test was very like. Carefree, like he ain't give a fuck if he really hurts you in the ring. I know that's bad, but
especially when Tess had the pants. Oh my, forget it.
Oh my god, those big boots was. I know for a fact he was really kicking dudes in the jaw,
bro. It was done
the same way how Bradshaw be really clothesline motherfuckers, bro.
I'm not
clothesline from hell from Bradshaw, bro. No,
yeah, fuck that.
No, no. Nope, especially the way he acted backstage. Nope.
If yep, no son.
Imagine he ain't like you for no reason. Something stupid.
You
put pickles on your chicken sandwich or something shit. Or some shit like that. He ain't like it. And you wrestled him, he's gonna take your head off for real. Like,
yeah, man, he gonna put some extra venom in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, them dudes was dead ass. Like, nah.
Yes. Yeah, no, those were tough ass motherfuckers back then.
For real,
day, bro.
But like, back to you say about was it the big? What big dude were we talking about before? Fuck. We were talking about a big dude on NXT or somebody in NXT. I forgot.
No, he's just talking about Raw, like some of the Raw talent.
Oh yeah. Like
yeah, I mean, look, I mean, they got a lot of girls down there in NXT who are just who are very green but very athletic too at the same time.
Yeah.
But they also gotta, you know, they gotta tighten it up too. You gotta learn how to use your athleticism and well not to use it, you know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you don't be ODing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I seen a clip. Somebody showed me a clip of this. They got this light-skinned girl down there.
Uh-huh.
And her and some other girl had a match. And it was that trend. The transition they had was pretty fucking good. I forgot who the girls' names are. But yeah, somebody took a sent me of a video of them of their opening lockup. I'm like, oh shit. So okay. Alright. I don't know what the fuck Shawn Michaels got going on down there, but shit.
And he working on some.
Yeah. Like these girls they ain't afraid to go after it. Some of these girls they got down there. So I mean Tiffany Stratton and fucking Sol Ruka and
that girl
Dani Palmer, she's another one. So Ruka and Dani Palmer be hanging out a whole lot, and they be doing a lot of Instagram videos together, like that showing off their athleticism.
I like that girl from the UK. She's really good, too.
Well, that's to be expected. She's from the UK.
She's nice, though, bro. The Valkyrie girl?
Yeah, I mean, she's a pro, though. Like, that's kind of why I wish all of them would go away, because they get in the way of the developmental process of all these girls. Like, so we know she's good. That don't surprise me none.
Word. I hope the draft drafts a lot of these people.
Yeah, I hope JD gets called up. Get him out of here. Get Dragunov out of here.
Yeah, Dragunov got to be on SmackDown.
Yeah, he do. Dragunov, fucking... I keep asking him down there. You got to keep some of them down there, but you got to let some of those guys go up.
You got to draft Braun, Breaker, Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get him on Raw. Carmelo could be the champ for now. So, like, yeah, man, it's getting too bloated.
Yeah, yeah, and they got to get some. They got to get some of these guys up, man. Because there's not so much more you can really do with
especially Braun
and Grayson. Especially if Grayson loses to Carmelo again, which I'm pretty sure he will. So,
right. And then you got what's his name? Pretty Deadly gonna get called up.
Pretty Deadly, yeah. Pretty Deadly's main roster ready, man. If there's any team or any act down there right now who I feel is main roster ready, it's them.
Yeah, because
they got the goofy WWE gimmick.
Yep.
That the kids are gonna laugh at whenever they get embarrassed. They can wrestle for the adults that love the wrestling aspect of it. They can do that. And then if you're a guy that just like somebody that can cut a good promo and stuff, like, they can do that too.
Right.
So they check off all the marks. Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. For a WWE or perfect WWE act, so to speak. So
Yeah,
I think they're just main roster ready, man. So yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Yeah, NXT looking like a show that you can definitely tune in weekly. I've noticed that ever since that Deadline pay per view. Yeah, I've enjoyed it weekly. It's not bad. It's not. Now on to Wednesdays.
Oh, your favorite?
No, it's not. It's actually
it's not your favorite. It's a day later, actually.
It's actually so inconsistent that like. I get a headache from it sometimes. It's that bad. And then the worst part is, like, people are like, oh my god, it's so good. It's so good. Orange Cassidy is so good. Shut up. But nah. I didn't know who this Silas Young guy was. So I was kind of upset that I just don't like that. I feel like everybody has the same type of format in terms of like a title reign. You win a title, okay, cool. Just have random open challenges and retain. And then that's it. And then you just end up losing it one time. You have an open challenge and you just end up losing. Like I just don't like it. Like it's been going on since Pac had the belt. Not even since Pac had the belt. It's been going on since forever. It's kind of boring. It's lame. No one has a distinctive title reign. You can't really even determine if someone's title reign was better than the others because technically the way their reign is
the formula is the same.
It's the same. So I don't know. I don't like it at all. And it seems like Hobbs is about to get fucking Orange Cassidy's title reign. Just have random open challenges.
He's got Wardlow. He's feeding Wardlow.
Oh, they're gonna continue that story.
Yeah, he fucked up his car after the match.
Oh yeah, true. See, so. I mean, that's fine. See, that's totally fine.
Like, I think they wanted to give Hobbs squashed Silas Young there, which I'm kind of surprised that he did.
He did?
He fucking squashed him, man.
Good.
Okay. Which I'm surprised at. They brought Silas Young all the way to Milwaukee to get squashed like that. I just thought that was very weird. I don't know what Tony Khan's doing with some of these Ring of Honor guys. It's like he's killing off their momentum, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know what the fuck he got going on, but yeah, I just thought that was kind of weird, considering that Silas Young was this big bad heel in Ring of Honor, and they bring him here and he gets squashed. I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, Hobbs needs squash matches. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, to make him look strong.
To make him look strong, because a guy like him should not be having 15-minute matches with guys you know, smaller than him. Like it shouldn't be that way.
No.
Let's normalize making guys squash people again. What's so wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? That's why I've been begging for a while with him and Wardlow. And they were doing it with Wardlow a little bit there. Then they discontinued it. And I thought ever since Hobbs split away from Starks, that's what they should have been doing. This man, they got I Break Backs on his Titantron, right? But show this motherfucker breaking guys' backs. Get him in the ring. Let him break some jobbers back. Let him snatch up some fat ass and fucking break his back. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. It's not that hard.
But, no, I agree.
You know what do I know, right?
No, we don't. Apparently, if whatever we say that's bad, that like wants it to be better, it's like you're hating.
No, I'm not hating.
I hate that shit. I hate it. Like, now how am I hating that? Well, I just want it to be good, better.
Yeah, just want it to be better. Right?
What's wrong with that, bro? I hate that. It's not all good. The sooner you realize it, the sooner I think you'd understand that. Like. What's actually wrong? But not wrong, just what actually just sucks. Sorry. Like, just plainly, just truthfully, honestly sucks.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think the one thing, surprisingly, I think you'll probably take this, you'll probably be shocked. There's one story that's going on that I'm actually okay with it because there's no titles involved. And to me, I'm going to watch it and take it for fun. And that's BCC versus the Elite. Like, at first, I was upset because Hank, like, I hate these promos. Like, some of these guys are stupid. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I don't think, like, some of them are dumb. Like, I don't think they understand the shit they say. Like, Hangman goes on a promo after going through a death match. A death match. He beat him. Said he was done with him, this, this, and this. The same night, not even next week, not even Friday on Rampage. The same night he runs in on John Moxley's match. Like, what? You just told the crowd in the back at home that you were done with him. Like, not that, even an hour ago.
That definitely happened.
And then you, what? Are you okay in the head? Like, do you have to go back to the hospital? Like, are you fine? Because you're dumb. Like, that's dumb. So, like, at first I was pissed. But as I'm looking at it now, they kind of, they haven't really focused in on just Moxley and Hangman. It's group and group. So I've noticed that. And I'm just going to watch it and just take it for fun. They're just going to beat the shit out of each other. It's going to be one big fucking, like, mosh pit of a match.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Go ahead.
The saving grace for that whole thing to me is Bryan Danielson. A heel Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, you're right. And he came back and he beat the shit out of fucking Omega. Yeah, you're right.
And he's cutting, he's back to cutting those promos he was cutting before they even formed the BCC to begin with.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying Bryan Danielson's heel work before they did the whole BCC stuff to begin with. So, I mean, that's the saving grace for me. I do not care about the Elite. You know this.
I don't either. I don't either.
I do not care. And Wheeler useless. Whatever. Claudio, I love Claudio.
Hey. No. Hey, I saw what you tweeted about it, though, and you were right. Didn't Shibata beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, he did.
All right, then, so we're fine. You don't have to bag on him. He got his ass beat. I mean, if you want to go jump him, though, you hit me up. We'll go.
Go find Wheeler Useless in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, jump his ass and post it on World Star. I'm not young no more. I'll go to jail for that shit. Can't do that shit no more.
Wheeler Useless, come here. Bam.
How just you jump school? Him. Yo, RJ. Mm-hmm. You see that nigga? You know what we're about to do. Sleep his ass, boy. What?
Bum rush him into the locker. Boom. Oh, bam. Boy.
What?
As soon as his head goes to bounce off the locker, boom.
It's over.
Damn. Done for.
What are you guys doing? He's a bitch. That's why. Fuck.
Fuck. Wheeler uterus.
For real. Literally. Bitch, looking like, oh my God.
Oh, good Lord. But yeah. I mean, that's the saving grace for me is Brian back.
He could talk his shit now.
He could talk his shit and help carry this thing to where it needs to be.
Facts.
Because Brian don't do no garbage. That's for sure.
No, he don't.
So I mean, and I trust Bryan Danielson's work.
Yo, bro,
Bryan Danielson's like Denzel Washington to me. He doesn't do trash.
You're right. He don't. He really don't. Yo, did you see that Swerve video package?
I did. When they were explaining the whole merger between them and the embassy.
And then him talking about him and Darby, how him and he basically groomed Darby to be the daredevil that he is today.
Yeah, yeah, because they came up in Defy Wrestling together. In Seattle.
Yeah, he was like, I'm kind of mad about stuff now though. He's like, did I make the monster that you are today? Like, did I make you unbeatable? Like, hit that. That whole video was like the best thing I saw out of any AEW wrestler. I'm dead serious. It was so good. It was like
this is probably the best thing Swerve's done in a long time, man. I'm not gonna lie,
it was because
that mobile affiliates thing,
corny, trash.
That was just, but he had the wrong members in that.
Yo,
Swerve, man.
You ain't had no one brother. You dead ass.
He had two. They gave him two green
white tatted up
jolly giants.
I looked. I was like, boy, they gave him B Rabbit and Cheddar Bob. No way. No,
yeah, man.
Way.
And neither one of those guys are good in the ring either.
Right.
So Swerve once again. He was back at square one where he was when he was in Hit Row. he's got to be the guy to help carry two green guys.
But guess what, though?
The other guy, we hadn't even seen that other guy in the ring.
No, they're gone.
This Parker's had matches.
Yo, bro, they're gone. I think they're gone. They're not.
They're fired?
I don't know. I don't know if they're fired, but remember Brian Cage and some other dude in Ring of Honor and some other dude from Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I know. The Embassy.
Yeah, they're in Mogul affiliates now.
No, it's the Mogul Embassy now.
Embassy merged. Okay, yeah, but see, but yo, I have.
But that's good though. I like that though. Seen,
that's yeah, me too. That's fine. But I have not seen those other two white boys though, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if they I don't know if they fired Parker, but I don't know about the other guy. I don't even know if the other guy even had a contract.
They probably didn't fire Parker, but I guarantee you, bro, Swerve probably told TK quick after that first show or the second show, like, we can't do this with these guys. He probably
told them. Yeah, the guys are Parker's green.
He probably told them quick, and Tony Khan was like, you know what? You're probably right. he probably looked at Swerve and was like, you're probably right.
And if that was the case, that was a good call. That was a good call to make. Very good call.
You know what? He stopped it early before it got any further. Very smart.
Right.
Very smart.
And I think having Prince Nana talk for Swerve a little bit, that could be good. And then you got Brian Cage, who is a monster. That can work.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't like Brian Cage, but Cage can work.
Nah, bro. That F5 that he did to Darby and Darby had hit the floor, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. OD crazy.
He fucked him up.
And you got the big guy Khan, and you got Toa Leona. So you got three monsters behind Swerve now. Yeah. And all three of those guys can work. So.
Yeah. And their match was good as fuck.
Yeah.
That was my favorite match. That was my favorite match of the night. And yes, people, yes, I'm praising Darby Allin. But I'll be honest with you, I'd rather praise a little boy in some teenage leggings and some booty shorts than a guy that goes, you want a title? Yeah, whatever. Rampage. Fight me. I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. If he feels that way, why should I care about him? No. So, yeah, I'll take Darby. At least Darby will give me a crazy fucking
match. Darby cut a damn good promo with MJF, too.
And he does, yes. You talking about the four pillar promo? Or you talking about the promo he did with Sting, too?
Yeah, the promo they did with Sting.
Yeah, he could talk.
I actually thought Sting kind of brought that promo down.
He did. He started talking about himself.
Yeah, I guess they were setting seeds for maybe a retirement match or something like that.
I'm okay.
That was probably like the only grace of that, but yeah, I thought Sting kind of brought that down a little bit, in my opinion. I like Sting.
You're right.
And I like the way AEWs use Sting, so.
Yeah, but you're right, though. I agree. He kind of made it feel like, yeah. It was random. Like, it's about them two. Why are you talking about yourself right now? And that was, like, the whole promo.
Yeah.
It was a little weird. Definitely.
Look, hey, for me personally, and I always tell people this on the internet, like, there's certain things that I like about a certain wrestling show, and there's certain things I'm not going to like about a wrestling show.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's just the way that... I mean, that's just who I am.
I disagree. I just laid out everything on AEW that I actually fucked with.
Yeah, exactly, right.
But, like, the certain things that just... I don't even know. What? I don't even think anything did bug me for Dynamite, really. Other than the fact that Hobbs had a random open challenge. But he has a story, so I really don't care. I just want them to start making this shit feel me more meaningful than just a match, just to have it. Cause I shouldn't be I shouldn't I'm not gonna care about it. Like, why they hate each other? Oh, cause he smacked him in his face last week on Dynamite, so he got a title match on Rampage. Like, what? That's it?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, what? That's all he did to get a title shot? Fuck it, yo, RJ.
We need to go get a title shot.
Me and RJ want a fucking tag team title shot. Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's that easy, I want a title shot. Like, that's my problem. And then, like I told you earlier, my only issue is, it seems like every champion has the same formula on how to have a title reign. It's kind of weird. It's kind of boring.
One thing I did not like is I didn't like Buddy losing to Orange Cassidy, even though the match made sense. How they worked it made sense, but I was just like...
Yeah. Listen.
Because I like Buddy a lot. And Buddy, I know Buddy is not the most charismatic man because people tell me that all the time, but the dude's a fucking juggernaut, bro.
Orange Cassidy's not charismatic either. He doesn't say
that. But that's his gimmick, though.
That makes it worse, though. You can't use people can't say that about Buddy Murphy when this guy, his gimmick is he don't care. Like, this is my thing, okay?
But I hate to be like this, bro. I can totally get it. Like, it's not for you and me, but I get the character. It's nonchalant. It's how we all... This guy doesn't feel no pressure. That's the whole thing. Like, he's very nonchalant. People dream about being nonchalant. People have high anxiety. But when they see a guy like Orange Cassidy, they live vicariously through. So I get it. I definitely understand why he has fans and why he is the way that he is. That's his character through and through. Buddy Matthews, I mean, this guy is boring. He's boring, whether it's in the E or in AEW, where they have a little bit more creative freedom. It's just, I mean, this guy, he's acting like he doesn't care on purpose because that's his gimmick, but Buddy just still has nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
So it's just, it's that. I mean, like I said, Orange Cassidy's not for me, but I get it. Talking to other people and just seeing the act for myself on television, how people engage with him, I get it. I definitely get it. I'm not going to be one of those guys that be like, oh, well, I just don't get it.
Yeah,
it's not
do,
for
I
me.
Get it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it personally, but...
Listen, let me ask you this. Do you agree with me on this? I'll ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
With that gimmick, his title reign should not be this long. With a gimmick like that, I don't even think you should have a title. That's my problem.
Right. I get what you're coming from, but this ain't what we grew up on, bro.
I know.
I guess you're thinking about just how we grew up watching,
like,
wrestling.
Our truth. Like
a guy like that would never have a gimmick like, or a title reign like that.
Yeah.
If he was in the WWE or even in WCW or ECW never. Or something like that. Never.
No.
You know?
No.
But Orange Cassidy is a winner more than he's a loser, though, at the same time.
That's how they book it, though.
I know.
I feel like he's like R-Truth. His gimmick. Like, his gimmick's like R-Truth's gimmick in a way.
R-Truth acts like a, you know what, I'm not going to say the word, but yeah, R-Truth acts like a Riri for short of for lack of a better term. So, I mean, it's two different gimmicks. I can't even compare the two because, like I said, R-Truth acts like he has blonde moments, and Orange Cassidy's just nonchalant once again.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, like...
I'm undeclaring.
I got arachnophobia. R-Truth, you afraid of spiders? Yeah, I'm afraid of spiders. Yeah, I'll climb that ladder. I see a spider. I'm going to splat it.
I'll never forget that promo when Kane was like, you're not even in the match.
Oops, my bad.
Yo, son.
R-Truth is crazy.
Dolph Ziggler could not hold himself, bro. He was kneeling on the floor crying, bro. That shit, y'all.
Well, R-Truth, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
He was like, Kane, my bad.
I've been saying it for years, man. R-Truth needs another run with either a mid-card belt or shit, even a world title, bro.
Get a world title.
Like, come on, man. This man's career cannot end with him being a comedy goofball forever.
No. And you know, to this day, you gotta give him it. Like, he'd be the first and only black person to ever win the NWA and WWE World Title. Give it to him. Let him have that. Let him have that one record.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Give him that. Come on.
Yeah.
It'll mean so much to the black community. Like, I don't think people understand. Like, we don't get much champions. I don't think people understand how much it meant to me when Big Bobby Lashley won the WWE title. And then on top
Kofi,
of it, on my birthday, like. I'll never forget that day, bro. That was
yeah, people were like, what's the big deal? The Rock was the champion.
The Rock half black. He's not even full.
And The Rock is a pretty boy, so.
And his family, he had family heritage and family ties to it. Bobby Lashley, a Marine Army brat, came through wrestling, All-American, and he was just nice from rip. He could just wrestle, do nonstop, do anything that any... Like, he could do anything Brock Lesnar could have done, because that's how Brock Lesnar was when he came in. Like, and he finally got his due. He finally won the belt. Like, I don't.
He finally pieced it together. After
yeah, he did. He finally did. And you know, I don't thrill, bro. I was happy as fuck. Like, wow, I watched this guy when I was a kid. I always thought that he should have been a champion as a kid. I never thought he'd come back. He came back. What was that, like 2017? That is, his run was starting to be bad again. I was starting to get real pissed. And then he actually, like you said, it came together. And I'm really happy that I get to say that I was a fan of this guy from start to end, from his start all the way to when he probably finished. And it means a lot because I'm a big fan. And it means a lot to the community. We don't get that. He's a dominant. Not only is he black, but like he's dominant. Like
yeah, he's nobody he's a guy we is can take
pushing
seriously.
Him over.
Was Whereas like big like Biggie, we all had a problem with Biggie still acting silly when he was the champion.
Yeah, that can I be honest. I didn't. Uh-huh. I don't even care because like there was times when Biggie is funny and he's laughing, but you say one slick shit to him.
Yeah.
He makes that face on screen. It's like, oh shit. Like, remember pandemic when he belly to belly that security guard guy on the fucking on the car,
the
glass, and he smacked the dude right after in his face, he mad
smacked
hard.
Him in the face, yeah. Think I'm playing?
He said, "Smack." He said, "You think I'm playing? Nah, I ain't playing." Like, I was like, "Oh my god." Like I was scared. Like bro, that smack to the dude.
It's
like you ever watch a fight video and someone's knocked out, but that person is so angry that they don't stop punching the dude in the face when they're knocked out on the floor. That's exactly what Big E did. Like the dude was done for, and Big E said, "Nah, I'm not done." Smack in his face. I was like, "Oh my god, bro!" Like Big E, you about to kill somebody? Like.
But to make this nigga head go back.
Yo, bro, that shit was insane. I'll never forget that.
But
you're right, though. It was only glimpse. We got small, like, a peak. We never got him fully. Like, guys, I gotta turn this off. Like, it's time for me to be Langston. Like,
yeah.
You're right, though. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, and the only guy I can really see after that being, like, maybe a world champ, depending on how his progress goes down the line, is a Trick Williams. I can see Trick Williams being the WWE champion.
Yeah, I love Melo, but he's gonna have to go through a lot of hoops.
Especially his promo. To me, his promo, his cadence on promos feels robotic, you know? But not robotic, it just feels like the energy feels forced when he cuts promos, like you know?
I don't like this. You know me, dun, dun, dun. Insert Trick, then Mello. Nah, nah, nah. Insert Trick, then Mello. That's right. Wanna know why? Cause I'm him. Like that shit's whack. He has to get something new.
Yeah.
Don't use. Don't be using.
Yeah, because everybody's using that whole "I'm him" thing.
Yeah, don't be like, using. Yeah. Don't be using Gen X memes and. Don't do that. That's corny.
His cadence in promos is just like very, I don't know. That's just like Trick Williams is like this ball of energy, right? And then Melo is just slowing it down, and it's like it doesn't fit the flashiness that is Carmelo Hayes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when you see a guy that looks like Carmelo Hayes, he's flashy. He's got flashy moves. This, that, and the other. You expect a guy who's like a slick talker or somebody that's really quick with the quips, but you know, he just talks with a slow cadence. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it kind of hurts to hear him talk for a long period of time, you know?
Yeah.
I like the dude, don't get me wrong. Like, I think he's great, but I mean, if he can just get a little bit more better and quippy with promos, I think he'll be good too. I don't think he would have that many hoops to climb. You know, I don't think he will. His size, I don't think it's gonna hurt him. As long as they keep him a Trick together, I don't think he's gonna be that bad.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. But I guess we'll have to see. Because we know shit can change at the drop of a dime.
They probably have Trick
turn on him.
Yeah, you never know, bro.
Oh, man. Right,
the way Trick Williams presents him, he sounds like Apollo Creed, no cap.
He does.
He has that vibe. He has that vibe. Like, I'm the I'm the super showman. He definitely does. I definitely understand what you're saying, because I get it. I get it, because I get that sense when I hear him speak. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with you on that.
Dude, Trick Williams is great. He just feels like a natural on that mic, and he's been getting better and better in the ring, too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but we talked about that he needs to get more reps by himself, Dolo. And
he's been getting that on Level Up.
I feel like we could have a spot. We'll say something subtly or just in the spur of the moment, just because we're having a conversation on air. And lo and behold, that subtle fucking comment that either one of us made, it happens. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
Well, I'm going to need this to happen. Yeah. Somebody might be out there listening. Uh-huh. How about Angel Garza for LWO?
And Humberto. Put both of them in there. I'm sorry, bro. You got to get. I like them too. But
get Joaquin
and not even Mexican. Not even
he not Mexican. He not Puerto Rican. He ain't nothing. He not Latino.
He not even Latino.
I'm more Latino than him, S.A.
Yeah, get him out. That shit got me tight.
That nigga Filipino.
Yeah, man, get him out. Cruz del Toro, he Latino, so I can't even be mad.
Right, right.
I can't even be mad. Like,
but see, here's the thing, though, Monty. Garza, he's got a birthright.
Don't Garza got like family ties with like his family?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got birthright. His uncle was in the original LWO, Hector Garza. For those who don't know who Hector Garza is, you better go look him up, because
he's the WCW.
Hector Garza was a fucking beast in that ring, bro. He was a beast, man. And bro, if you didn't know nobody, you would think that Hector Garza was Angel's father, because they look that much alike. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. The resemblance is uncanny. It's crazy.
You know why? Because people don't realize that LWO was very, 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 very short lived.
Yeah, it was.
They think it went on for like as long as NWO. Like, no, it didn't.
Well, hell no. It only went on for like what, 6-7 months maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's possible it went shorter than that.
Probably. I think Eddie got hurt, and that's when they scrapped it. But, yeah, man, they had some of everybody in that group. They had Halloween. They had fucking Hoovy, Psychosis. Yep. Ray Ray was in that joint.
Ray Ray.
Hector Garza.
They had Conan.
Was Conan in it? I don't think Conan was in it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Conan was in the Wolfpack.
He was in LWO, too. He said it in the speech.
Was he?
He said it in the speech.
I don't remember Conan being in LWO.
I'm pretty sure they showed a picture of all. Oh shit! They showed a picture of them all in the LWO shirts.
Because my man was up in the, because he was in the fucking Wolf Pack. Yeah, Conan. He's the only Latin guy in that joint. Let's see. Hold on. Not saying you wrong, because I mean they did. They fucking added everybody named Mom in it at the last minute. Yeah, it was Guerrero, Garza, Damien, El Dandy, Psychosis, La Parka, Spider. Rey Mysterio Jr., Juventud Guerrero, Silver King, and Villano. No Conan. No, Conan was in Wolfpack.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah, so they gotta get... What I would do is I would have Ray Ray, Garza. I keep Zelina Vega, because Zelina Vega's Puerto Rican. And she can do some slick talking. You keep Santos in there. And you add Garza and Carrillo, and I would kick Joaquin and Cruz out.
Yeah,
have them team up on their own, and I would
let them keep Legado.
Let them keep. Well, that wouldn't make any sense. It's named after Santos. They would have to go by something else. Because remember that whole group is named after him, Legado del Fantasma.
That's true.
Unless they tweaked it and called it Legado del something else.
Yeah.
Shit. I would probably add Dragon Lee to it. That wouldn't be a bad lineup. You got Ray Ray, Zelina Vega as another talker, Santos, Angel Garza, Humberto, and fucking Dragon Lee. Oh my god.
That's OD.
That's a fucking faction right there, bro.
That's OD.
That's a faction right there. I mean that's a little something for everybody, man. Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wild, like especially if they let's just say if they feud with the Judgment Day, right?
They're losing.
They're losing. They're losing. You know what I'm saying? And there's not enough. Like, to me, they're not. I don't know, man.
This
is a star power thing.
You know what gave me that inclination? Mm-hmm. When they ran out during Ray and Davis match at Mania, and it was both of them just trying to take on Damian themselves. I'm like, yeah, they got to do something.
Yeah, because at least Garza's a little bit bigger, Carrillo's a little bit more lankier and everything. They like are. That, you know what I'm saying?
They are.
And they're more in shape, and I don't know, like, they just look more...
They're bigger.
I'm not going to say they're not presentable, because Joaquin and Cruz, they do... They work for their sizes and everything like that, but I just think that Garza and Carrillo, man, I don't know. To me, they fit the bill a whole lot more better.
No, you're right. They do.
And especially Garza.
And they're Mexican. Like, it makes sense. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be a Latino, because I think people the misconception here is they see the Mexican colors, they think it's just Mexican. No,
but they got Puerto Rican shirts too.
Oh, they do?
You know, shop, yeah. They got Puerto Rican shirts, because Zelina Vega ain't Mexican either.
Right, Puerto Rican. She's not. Right, exactly. But the
key word is Latino world order, right. Not Mexican world order.
Right. I seen shit like that on social media. I'm like, guys, the group is called Latino World Order.
Right.
Like, yes, the colors are the Mexican flag, but Latino is all Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
They're not specifying. It's
right.
It's supposed to, listen, it's supposed to be broad like that on purpose to make all Latinos feel included. That's the purpose. That's the point. This group is for all Latinos, people. Like, that's why. And I like that. I didn't even know they made the Puerto Rican flag. That's lit.
Yeah, they made a Puerto Rican shirt.
That's lit. I might get both.
Yeah, they sure enough got it. Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, I might get both. That's hard.
I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's hard, bro. That's dope. That's cool. I like the group. Like, but you're right, though. I want that, too. I agree with you.
I think if they make that little tweak right there, I think we might have something.
Yeah, it'll definitely make them look at five times more formidable, I think, as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
As a complete faction. I definitely agree with you on that. Hell yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown was pretty good, though. I mean, last SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown's happening tonight. I'm not too sure what's going to go down tonight. They dropped
Nakamura's coming back.
Nakamura's coming back, people. That's right.
They're billing that shit up because they're putting a lot of social media videos of, like, all of Nakamura's hits. Like, him winning titles, him debuting in NXT and on SmackDown. So, I don't know. Maybe they might be treating this as a big deal. Hopefully. I mean, it's Nakamura. They got to get him going. They got to do something with Shin.
I'm trying to look. Like you said, what they got. Yeah, they're ODing with his return.
Yeah. They're plastering video after video up.
Yeah, so I wonder who they got, what they got in store for him. That's going to be impressive.
Maybe they had months to plan, because this guy's been gone ever since late last year.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean...
They haven't posted much for Friday other than him.
Right.
So I'm curious, people. Tonight must be... Tonight's gonna be interesting for sure. Oh, I have to go look on Fox, right? I can't look on WWE or whatever. SmackDown on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the fuck I gotta look on, right? They got their own fucking thing. That's so stupid. Why do they do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? LA Knight and Woods.
And Woods. Sorry. I knew that because they booked that. Yes, they booked that last week.
Well, LA Knight better be winning that, right?
Yeah. And they've been doing the they've been doing back and forth promos online, bro.
Yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Yep. So I'm hoping, and we'll probably see Dom and Ray today. I mean, Dom, Ray, and Rhea Tech. So, I'm cool with that. Yo, shout out to, real quick, shout out to Finn Balor, man. My man had I couldn't believe my eyes when I was watching Monday. My man had a match against Rey Mysterio. after he just stapled his fucking head, I was like, bro, you're wrestling? Like, I looked up. I was like, oh shit, that's cool, Finn Balor and Rey. And I looked down on my phone. And I looked back. I'm like, wait, how is Finn wrestling? Like,
yeah.
I was like, holy shit! Like, how is he wrestling? Like,
he's a tough dude.
That's crazy. And he had like a calf tear too at the same time. Like, that's OD. My man's wrestling with a fucking torn calf and fucking 18 staples in his head. Like. Ridiculous.
Yeah, Finn's doing what he gotta do.
He still won. That's OD.
Yeah.
And he still do his coup de grace on torn cap. Come on, stop playing with my boy. That's OD. That's crazy, bro.
It is.
That's crazy. So shout out to him. But yo, go get better, bro. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you tonight or next Monday. There should be no reason why you're on TV weekly. You are banged up. Like, yep. I wouldn't even be able to use you in my GM, bro. Chill. I wouldn't.
My
even
GM.
Even if I use injury rehab, bro, you'd still be out 2 weeks, bro. Come on.
Two weeks tops, bro.
Yeah, go take your break, man. Fucking out here. My man gonna get hit in the head and gonna start fucking bleeding. Did you spit mist at me? No, that's just my head talking to you.
Oh man, that's dope.
But yeah.
They're gonna be teasing some more stuff, I guess, with the Usos and Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman too.
With the stories and the angles and
stuff. Bro, I'm a little concerned for Jey Uso right now.
Me too.
You saw Solo was looking at him last week.
he wanted to fucking hit him.
Like he wanted to knock this motherfucking head off, man. Mm-hmm. Like, oh god, all right. Oh, shit.
His stare is crazy.
Bro, right, because he don't try to put on the mean face. It's more, I'm staring through your soul type face, you know?
Like, if looks could kill.
Right. Without him even trying too hard, you know?
It's bad.
It's fucking crazy.
It's very intimidating. I'm not even going to stunt. And I like it. And I like the guy. But when he does it, it's like,
shit, I'm out of here.
Yeah, who's about to die? We about to win this. Somebody get marked.
I know, right? This man, he over here doing his uncle's move and killing everybody.
Yeah, he does that move more vicious. I don't know. Umaga's more bigger, so I don't know. I would not take Umaga's. That shit was scary. Umaga's scary.
Especially when he throws you in the air.
He's trying to run it. I'm good. I don't even know what you just said to me, but you just said you're going to kill me.
I'm moving out of the ring. Fuck that.
He used to OD.
I'm dropping down just before he can run, and I'm rolling right out of the ring. Fuck out of here.
And I do like Solo Spike too. Solo, he puts mad emphasis.
I like how some of the dudes be selling the shit out of that shit too.
Yeah, I love it.
Kevin Owens, my man be flipping over every time we take the goddamn.
Yo, my man really threw up one time. Like,
yeah.
That was really insane. My man threw up one time. Like I said, I was like, oh shit. And then Corey Graves sold it perfectly. Oh god, somebody get Kevin some help. That shit was mad. Nah, yo, the commentator be funny sometimes, bro. He's like, oh god, he's dying in there. Yo, I was weak.
But Corey Graves be having some gems. I don't know why people be hating on that dude.
They're dead ass. I think they're just dead ass hating. He's fantastic. I can't believe people shit on him.
Yeah, like, people be shitting on this dude, telling me he corny. I'm like,
maybe say he corny, he be dick riding Carmella. Bro, that's his wife.
That's his wife. What the fuck you want him to do?
Like, what y'all, like, y'all get me so sick, bro. You want him to kayfabe that, but everything else it's fine. Shut up. Like, I hate fans like that.
Same thing in AEW with Taz, which I hate that too. Had Taz be putting over his boy. Come on. What y'all think?
It's his son. Like, what the fuck? You want him to bag on him? I understand if he was a heel commentator, it's different, but it's not.
Yeah, like it's ridiculous, but yeah, that's pretty much the whole roundup.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute, hold on. So last night on Impact, Mickie James gave up the Impact Women's Knockout Championship.
She's injured.
Yeah, she's injured, and she gave it up. And I think the pay per view is tonight, isn't it? Tonight, Rebellion.
I'm not sure.
Monty, are you watching it?
No. I have work. Is it free?
I don't think so.
not, sir. Absolutely not. I ain't gonna pay no. I ain't paying $20.
Actually, you know what? $10. I'm wrong. It's on Sunday, actually. The pay-per-view is on Sunday, guys.
Oh, okay.
Would you guys like to know the lineup for the pay-per-view on Sunday?
Yeah, let me hear it.
We got Heath and Rhino taking on Champagne Singh and Shira. Oh. Okay. We got the Cove and the team of Kylan King and Taylor Wilde taking on the Death Dolls, Jessica and Rosemary, for the Impact Knockout Tag Team Championships.
That match might be the best match of the night.
Yeah. You got Kushida versus Steve Macklin for the Impact World title.
Okay, that match might be the best match of the night, my bad.
That might be.
Oh boy. Hey, those two matches sound good though.
The women,
I'll give Impact this. This is a fact, I think.
Yeah.
The women outshine the men in that show.
I agree with that.
They consistently put on bangers.
They do. And a lot of their women have characters too.
And their hot tag treatments are really good. They're better than a lot of men tag team hot tag sequences in all companies. I'm being dead ass. It looks like these girls, like, they had a whole plan on a bunch of tag team moves, strategies to fucking get the ref to be distracted, to do dirty shit, all that, bro. All of it.
Yeah, it just comes across clean.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. Like, they do well, and they always have stories. One group always got beef with other group. They do it. It's great. It's great. And I can't believe I'm praising them.
Oh my God. Monty just praised Impact. Woohoo!
I don't do that, but it's a fact. Their women's division is very consistent, and it always has been. But it's been very as of late. Even with RoboCop. I mean, wait, her? Not RoboCop. My bad. Terminator. T-99. Wait. My bad. Do I start?
No, not yet. one of the matches is PCO taking on Eddie Edwards with his wife in his corner in the Last Rites match, which is pretty much like a casket match. Oh, okay. That should be pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, PCO is not bad, and I didn't even know Eddie Edwards was still with Impact, so that's a pro.
Six man tag. We got Dirty Dango, Fandango, Joe Hendry, yeah. Santino Marella versus The Design, Cody Deaner, Alan Angels, and Sammy Callahan or Khan. I guess they don't know which guy's taking the slot. We got an Ultimate X match for the Impact World Tag Team titles, actually. Ooh. The Bullet Club. Ace Austin and Chris Bay defending their titles against the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. That should be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Then we got a three-way elimination match for the X Division Championship. We got Trey Miguel defending against Jonathan Gresham and Mike Bailey. Then we got a 10 wrestler hardcore war. Monty, you ready for this lineup?
What the fuck is that? I don't even know what you just said.
It's a 10 wrestler hardcore war. It's a 10-man tag match. It's Tommy Dreamer's team.
Oh my God.
Tommy Dreamer, Bupendo Gujar, Frankie Kazarian, Killer Kelly, and Yuya Yumera. Taking on Team Bully, Bully Ray, Brian Myers, Kenny King, Masha Slamovich, and your boy Moose.
Oh my God.
Terry Crews.
And they giving them 10 minutes? Oh my God.
No, it's a 10 minutes. Shit, they might have more than 10 minutes.
Oh no.
Moose. And of course, you got to save the best for last, Monty. You got the singles match for the vacant Impact Knockouts World Championship. Deonna Purrazzo taking on Jordy Grace.
Oh, man.
I was going to say something, but I can't. I'll definitely get canceled because I already heard. I already asked several people if what I wanted to say would be considered a hate speech, and it would. So guess what? I can't say it. I really can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. But RJ, first thing he likes to tag me in when I get home from work last night I have to be by myself for 2 fucking hours. He knows this. I get home from work. The first thing this motherfucker wanna tag me in is a fucking promo by JHGH. Yo, when I tell you she hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, if y'all young and y'all listening. You ever watch The Mummy and The Mummy Returns? I hope y'all did. You remember the bald guy, the bad guy?
Oh, like, what you call it, Arnold Vosloo or whatever the fuck
is. Yeah, name? You know how he used to suck the life out of people so he can get his skin back to like nice and blemished, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jordan Grace's face to say, well, like, she's losing that fucking blemish, as if, like, she needs to suck people's fucking life away to fucking put some meat on her bones. Like, bro, if y'all don't see what I've been saying now, there's something wrong with y'all. And the fact that nobody has said anything, nobody has done nothing, nobody's
talking. Oh, no, you should have seen the comments on that promo, bro.
What?
A lot of people was like, oh, my God, she got to leave whatever she's doing alone.
Yeah, it's bad. Now people want to say it. Before, people were saying, oh, you're doing so well. Transformation looking great. This, mm-hmm. this. Sipping, sucking dick. The yada. Like, that's what y'all was doing. And mm-hmm. I knew from jump she was doing some crazy shit, bro. And, mm-hmm. bro, I saw her skeletal bone facial structure, bro. That's not a... I don't want to hear nothing, bro. That's bad, bro. She looking like a... What you talking about? She looking like... Man, she looking like a walking dead zombie. What you talking about? Like, stop. That's not okay. That's not okay, bro. I seen them bodybuilding photos. You seen her stomach? You know those are steroids. You know that's like a steroid-produced body, bro. Stop lying. Stop. Come on, bro. If you see a bone structure, what?
Bone yeah. structure and like veins in the gut.
Listen, I'll go on in and publicly admit I've purposely stalled myself before. Definitely. Dozens of times. I ain't never look like that. The mm-hmm. fuck? Like, bruh. Come on, man. And ain't nobody saying this, bro. How old is Jordan? No. I'm not gonna go off, but I just wanna let y'all know something. How old is she?
I think me and her are like the same age.
That's terrible. That's terrible, people. Come on, bro.
She's 27.
She's 27 and she looks older than my mom. Stop.
Oh, God.
Stop. My mom's 67. What? That's bad, bro. Bro, she look like them old Karens that do nothing but smoke cigarettes, bro. This is bad.
That was one of the comments, I'm afraid. Somebody says, good true. Lord. It's not like she be smoking 10 packs a day for the last five years.
And she complains because the new neighbors that moved in are black. That's exactly
what she... grass.
That's exactly what she looks like. Like, it's bad. This is bad. And no one says nothing. Impact is not taking no accountability. They just let her keep going. Like, this is not okay. This is bad.
Looking bad.
And I've been said it. Like, and I'm going to keep saying it until she stops. Listen, JHGH, lay off the H, bitch.
JHGH.
We looking very man. It's very mannish of you, like our boy Drew said. Because, damn, the fuck? They're crazy. And Jonathan Gresham, shame on you. Your girl don't even look like your girl no more. She's like your man, nigga. terrible, bro.
I want to ride the pony.
They're terrible. Come on, baby. It's my turn. I need to take it tonight. Like, what? Hey, yo. What? No wonder why you like the octopus shit. You liked all them little strings in your ass, boy. He liked all them tentacles in his booty. That's what
it was. Oh, no. The end of that Japanese porn shit.
They use
with the damn tentacles.
They use the tentacles in his butt. They use. Jordan suction cupped all this into his ass cheeks. come on, babe. I like the noise it makes.
Oh, my man have his ass tooted up in the air like Sid from Toy Story, remember?
Yeah.
When Sid from Toy Story, remember, he was sleepy and his ass tooted in the air. Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it. Oh, yeah, God. I just thought about that GIF that Mac be posting. with the midget falling out of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Listen, people.
Look, they're gonna be champions by the time Sunday comes, bro. Watch.
Yeah, it's true. And I told
Jonathan Gresham gonna be the X Division champion. He might be dying to put the title on that dude.
Yep. And listen,
Jordan Grace gonna beat Deonna Purrazzo.
She is. She's gonna get that belt. Listen, people. I told y'all, bro. I told y'all. I've been on her ass about this since the minute I noticed it.
Last September?
Yeah. I noticed it. And her voice, she was like, "Let me tell you something." And I promised some other woman. I was like, "Whoa!" I was like, "Who's talking?" And I look, and her mouth is moving, and it's her. And I'm like, "No way!" What? And I seen her stand up. And I saw I hate to say it like this. Like, I saw her stand up. And I saw no body fat. I'm like, "Whoa! What the? Huh?" And then I looked it up. I was like, nah, this shit probably old. Like, I don't know. Looked it up, kept seeing it. Cause I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? And then she kept talking. They just kept getting deeper and scarier and more serial killer ish. I'm just like, nah, I'm done. This is bad. Bad. How you go from this happy, giggly girl to, I'm Judge Dredd. Like, what?
I am the law.
I am the law.
I'm the law.
No more, mama. Like, no, I'm good. No.
And I'm good on that, dog.
Yeah, man, it's corny. And all the men, and you saw it too. I showed you too. All those men, like, on her dick about, like, oh, it's so good. Blah, blah, blah. Shame on you.
Oh, man, your body looks perfect.
Amazing. You're so jacked. Oh, fuck all the haters. Like, yeah, really? At least you're healthy. At least
I want to take a ride on your back.
Like, what? Like, yo, bro, yeah. Crazy, bro.
Hey. You like what you like.
Yeah, for real.
Like, whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your boat.
For real. But you know what, people? If anybody does like Impact, and I'll say it again, this is twice now, that doesn't sound like a too bad of a pay-per-view.
It actually sounds like a fun night of wrestling.
Yeah, right. You said it best. A fun night of wrestling. I agree.
Yeah, especially that tag match, that X Division match should be good.
Right.
That hardcore match. Look, I don't give a shit about Bully Ray or Tommy Dreamer. Both of those guys can retire tomorrow and I'd be happy. But even that sounds fun.
Right.
PCO and Eddie Edwards should be fun. So, I mean, yeah. I mean,
the Knockouts tag team champ going to go crazy. Yeah, you're right. And watch, people. It'll be all right.
Yeah. And despite what we just said about Jordan, like, Jordan going to rain.
Yeah, right. That's the thing I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
She always could wrestle.
Yeah.
I never understood. Like, you really had to put illegal substance in your body? Why? Makes no sense.
For a bodybuilding competition?
Exactly. Like, seriously?
Rawr!
Oh my God. Damn. So, ma'am, what do we put for your gender? Male, female?
Good Lord.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. All right. I was just making sure. You know, you never know. It's 2023, man. You just never know what people are these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
And just and try to laugh it off, like check it out, man. Try to move on, man, quick.
Oh boy.
Hey, listen. I've definitely caught myself like catching myself because you fucking never know, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anymore. I seem to think I did. I just don't. The more I get older, I hate that shit. The more you get older, it's like the more you get out of tune with everything.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it is. It is.
For real. But yeah, people, I think that's about covers everything. We covered absolutely everything. Even the stuff that you guys always are used to me hating on. And I didn't even hit on it that bad, honestly. For real. I told y'all. We were coming in with a bang today. But, yeah, people. Friday night SmackDown. Oh, shit. I'll be at work. Damn. I won't be able to watch SmackDown. I'll probably watch some of it at work while I'm not fucking cleaning. But yeah, people, I hope SmackDown's a really fun night. It should be. We got LA Knight, Woods, Shinsuke come back. Maybe we'll have a surprise return. Confront Shinsuke. We don't know. Who knows? It's going to be interesting to see.
The great Muda. He gets to Nakamura's
Oh, shit. They might go crazy. But yeah, people. So I hope you guys enjoy that. And
Tanahashi's making his WWE debut. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Against Shinsuke?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Roman! Your title is mine. Like, oh, shit! Looks like
you lost another one. Nakamura.
But yeah, people. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. And, yeah, you guys got through another week. We got through another week. The spring finally up where I live now, and the weather's getting nice and consistent, so OGP is going to be really nice delivering orders, so shit. Yeah, things are going pretty well, so. But yeah, RJ, I appreciate you, dog.
For sure, no problem. Same here.
Yeah, man. And people, always, no matter what's going on in life, you know what I'm saying? Ups, downs, and gray area, and limbo, don't matter. Pick yourself up, because life will always be too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, dig it.